6 months into the job, the new director of the McLean County Health Department is staring at a lengthy to-do list. Mental health, opioid abuse, and obesity are just the tip of the iceberg. New director Camille Rodriguez started in January. She previously worked in health promotion in Wisconsin and Illinois' DCFS, a division of child protection. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Rodriguez about how she's settling into the job and what she considers the most pressing public health issue facing McLean County.
Often we laugh and say that everything is public health, but really it is. I mean, when you get up in the morning and brush your teeth, it's probably because of a public health campaign. When you get in the car and put your seatbelt on, it's because of that too. And sometimes those things were forced. If you're my age, you grew up at a time when you did not have to wear seatbelts in the car and there were no car seats. Imagine our world now without that. And I attribute all of that to the efforts that public health officials and staff do every day in the community. So that continues as well to be one of my priorities, is to forward those types of values and share it with the community.
I know you have a lot of issues in front of you sitting on your desk, but what would you describe as the single most pressing public health issue that's facing our county at this moment?
I think a lot of people would provide a lot of different answers to me. But I think singularly from the themes I've observed, certainly access to care, whether that be for a behavioral health issue, mental health alone, substance abuse alone, or even just to be able to go to the dentist or to be able to see a primary care physician. At times, it's a challenge, and more often than not, whether the person is dealing with an opioid addiction or they have a tooth that's causing an infection throughout their entire body and they're having to go to the emergency room for that care, I see all of those as access issues. Now, do I imply that the health department then will turn itself into a place where primary care is provided? I'm not making that implication, but I am saying that if you're asking me what do I see as something that affects the entire county, regardless of what the particular issue is, to me it's access.
The health department is one of the partners in this community health improvement plan that was approved about a year ago. Just saw the first progress report on that this past spring, and a big part of that is behavioral health, setting goals like decreasing suicides and ER visits from self-inflicted injuries, and reducing the stigma attached to getting mental health care.
Yes.
So what are some of the positive things that we've seen in this community on the behavioral health front since you've been on the job here?
I definitely have seen positives from the entire community. I do have the opportunity to collaborate with lots of different stakeholders, families, and just folks in the community. And really, I've been impressed by the interest that many stakeholders have had in talking about behavioral health. How do we tackle it together? The knowledge that this community has about, you know, the toll that, or the burden that behavioral health issues, if untreated, can have on systems, on healthcare, on costs, but as well just on families, on people and their loved ones, and if untreated, what are the long-term effects of that? I liken that to really embracing as well the theories of trauma-informed care and resilience. You know, there's a lot to be said about our community wanting to become trauma-informed. And I know that it's a fact. I work with several partners in that regard. And just knowing that our community not only is trying to reduce the stigma of behavioral health issues in general, but also that we're trying to embrace the fact that it's not what you did, but how we're going to help you through it, or what you are experiencing does not signify who you are in general. That's being trauma-informed, and that's helping our folks in this community be resilient and deal with not only the behavioral health challenges, but all the other ones that you and I have been chatting about today.
So what can a health department or a community do to reduce the stigma attached with getting help for something like a behavioral health issue?
That's really a good question. I think that we can talk about it often, not keep it a secret, provide support. You know, if you've had an employer who has an employee assistance program, it's mentioned occasionally, but it's not touted as a place for anyone to go get some support. And, you know, those are also avenues that employers can take. Having the supports in place just to understand that you can go talk to someone, understanding your own insurance plan, that you can go talk to someone quietly and privately, or again, reducing the stigma allows you to talk to family and friends about it. And we've also used social media with the Community Health Needs Assessment to bring out the word. So we're not adverse to using more modern ways to chat about breaking down the stigma. And I think we find that if we're using several methods, then we're going to really reach out to all age groups and all people as much as we can to talk about the fact that we're all not going to be happy all of the time. But if you're really, really not happy a lot of the time, it's okay to tell someone that, because we want you to be able to cope, to be resilient, and to share your challenges so that we can help you.
We've had some pretty high-profile suicides in the last month between Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. As a public health professional, what do you think about when you see those things happen and the public's conversation kind of turns to suicide?
I think about a couple of things. Not to reduce the shock and concern over high-profile or not high-profile suicides, but also I think from the public health perspective of what else we could do to watch for signs and symptoms that lead up to an individual making that decision. So I think about young people perhaps that are using self-harm to cope with their problems. These might be signs that parents, caregivers, and friends could alert someone about, because we know that young people may be hurting themselves as a signal to say there's something deeper going on. I also think that reaching out to people who you think have it all together and are strong is important. And that's about the stigma, too. We cannot assume that someone who on the surface has it all together, quote unquote, is not necessarily always happy all the time. And so I think that knowing that everyone could possibly be dealing with some bouts of depression, and then talking about it and handling it and understanding that we all probably need some help could bring a little bit more understanding to these very extreme examples when someone does take their life. I think lastly, as public health officials, while we do want to break the stigma and talk about suicide, we also want to not provide so many details that we provide others with a plan. So when I bring that up, I'm sure that some may have other opinions, but I would love to be able to focus on some of those other issues that I brought up in the beginning from a public health perspective, the prevention aspects, noticing signs early on, because when we're focusing on the suicide, obviously it needs to be discussed, it needs to be analyzed, but we also have many opportunities early on to provide support. And here I go again with that word, access to services and relationships with others that could perhaps mitigate the feelings that someone is having in regards to suicide.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm here with Camille Rodriguez, director of the McLean County Health Department since January. Another issue that's very intertwined with behavioral health is substance abuse, an issue we touched on briefly as you first joined the conversation. McLean County struggled mightily with opioid-related overdoses last year. At least 40 overdose deaths. There have been 12 so far this year. What is your read on the county's drug issue at this moment? And you talked about exploring the health department's role in addressing that. What are some possibilities for that role?
Right now, I'm not gathering any hard data on occurrences of overdoses or Narcan distribution and dispensing. But I will say that anecdotally, we know that there are individuals within McLean County who are experiencing opioid addiction or have overdosed from opioids or heroin. So we know we need to address it, and the we meaning the community, specifically to the health department, though. You know, we're exploring what our role could be. A lot of it could be perhaps reaching out to pharmacies and doctors and talking about prescribing practices. We know that the prescription drug monitoring program exists and that our physicians in the community do have to report when they are dispensing. But from a public health perspective, maybe we have some opportunities to partner with our primary care physicians and other prescribers to say, hey, you know, we can be a support to you. We can provide you with solid information from the Centers for Disease Control and other federal partners that are working to end the opioid crisis. So we're exploring some of those. In a more tangible level, we're talking about how we can reach out to young people, do some prevention work. I know prevention's a hard thing to hold on to and grab, right? But I think that if we're talking with our young people about other issues like vaping and not starting your, you know, smoking your first cigarette, we don't even want you to do that. We also should be talking about the opioid crisis because some of it is prescription drugs and not heroin. And when we take our young person, maybe our 16-year-old, to get their wisdom teeth pulled, you know, many of us parents know we walk out with a bottle of opioids to give to our young person. We have some decisions to make when we do that, but we also have an opportunity to have a discussion with our young person. Look what I got from your dentist. And do we really need this to manage pain? And if so, here are the consequences of using an opioid to manage pain.
And you mentioned just now vaping among teens. And the last time I actually saw you in person was at an event with Senator Dick Durbin at Advocate Broman. That's when he called for additional restrictions on e-cigarettes and vaping, especially among kids and how those products are marketed. How big of a problem is vaping among teenagers in McLean County?
I like to take the positive side of things. And what we know is even though we have data to show that like 1 in 4 young people are vaping, let's talk about it this way. 3 out of 4 are not. And I think that I don't say that to diminish the seriousness of the issue, because certainly I want young people not to even commence the activity, right? But I do say that even though it is a problem, there are many young people in this community making the choice not to do it. I think the focus for public health includes reaching out to those young people who are making that great decision not to vape and finding out what makes them strong and resilient to make that decision, and then really pass along that information to those 25% that are choosing to vape. But we also can't overlook the fact that companies who create these products are definitely and obviously promoting their product towards the younger set.
Let's end on dental care. Dental care has the highest level of cost barrier compared to other health care services, basically. If you have a job, have insurance, it's cheap. It's something you may not even think about because your dental insurance is typically like the cheapest part of your insurance plan. But if you don't, it's like a whole other world. A few years ago, about 39% of McLean County residents did not have dental insurance. So where does that rank among your priorities in your head as you're thinking about the healthcare needs of this community?
Dental care is definitely one of my highest priorities at this time. The McLean County Health Department has a dental clinic. We serve adults 1 day a week and children 4 days a week. We do happen to take Medicaid for those families in town that use Medicaid as their insurance. But what I will say is that not everyone has the ability to come and even be served in the milieu of services that we provide. And it is a priority because there are not many dentists and other providers in our community that serve and support everyone who has the varieties of Medicaid for insurance that exist. Just like any other insurance plan, Medicaid has a variety of options or even requirements for certain participants. And the health department is one that can't necessarily meet every single need. And that's hard for us to accept sometimes. We also know that taking care of your oral health equals a healthy body too. You know, if we're not taking care of our teeth and gums, infections can spread throughout the body. There are a number of other chronic disease issues that could ensue. So it's about the person's whole health. And so definitely, I'm working with our leadership team and our board of health to really brainstorm ways that we can best serve our community through our dental clinic. We're also thinking of ways we can use our staff currently to outreach to families. So we want everyone to come into our clinic that can. And so we're finding ways to think outside of the box, maybe even on home visits, a dental hygienist coming along to visit a family who happens to use our WIC program and saying, hey, does your little one need some fluoride varnish? Come on into the health department and we can get that done when you come in for your next visit, because I know you're busy and you have lots to do. So I'm not probably handing you a nice list of here's what the health department's going to accomplish, but let it be known that dental care and oral health is a definite priority of ours because it affects the whole health of the person. And we definitely want to be known in the community for being there for families who need that service.
That's Camille Rodriguez, director of the McLean County Health Department since January. I'm Ryan Denham.
The latest news from the health department is a warning about West Nile virus. The county spotted West Nile in a mosquito pool for the first time 2 weeks ago. The health department says the best way to avoid West Nile is to avoid mosquito bites. A couple of quick tips: wear long sleeves and pants at dawn and dusk, and don't let water pool and stuff around the backyard. You can find more tips at health.mcleancountyil.gov.